Yo, I am back in the motherfucking hood. Come on, y'all forgot about your boy. It's your host with the most XP, and what? I'm keeping it real and motherfucking Blazak. Yo, shouts out. Listen, man. This is the start of season 5. Sadly, season 4 only had 3 episodes. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas are. We get lazy. You know what I mean? Sometimes we can't be consistent. You know, and it's my fault. I have not been consistent. And hopefully, I ain't gonna make no promises, but hopefully I can try to be consistent this year, in the year 2022. To get it popping, you know, to make people laugh and, you know, have people spread my podcast out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, we need more fresh, funny comedians out there like myself. So, I'm here. This your boy, XP. But let's go ahead and talk about it, because I know y'all want to talk about it, because I know I want to fucking talk about it. The Will Smith slapping my boy Chris Rock, my guy. Like, I didn't even think that shit was real. Like, I thought this was a skit, but I got shook, you know what I'm saying, when Will Smith sat down and, you know, started yelling and shit. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I'm like, damn. But yo, realistically though, like, yo, Will Smith could have pulled Chris Rock to the side and had a genuine conversation with old boy. You know, that's what I would have done. I would have pulled him to the side, you know, after he presented or something, like, yo, I appreciate you talking about my wife and stuff. Because in the video, you can already see that Will Smith is already laughing at it. But Jada, bald headed ass, you know what I'm saying, had an issue, so Will Smith had to rectify it. Did Will Smith did the right thing? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you know Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars, my boy. You knew he was hosting the Oscars. You bought you and your bald head ass bitch out there, and you knew Chris Rock was gonna say something. You know what I'm saying? Why? That's what I'm saying. I'm a comedian. I tell jokes and shit. Like, you think we gonna put up with that shit? Niggas coming in the audience and slapping the shit out of us because they feel offended? Then, like, to solve that problem, just don't bring your ass there. You feel me? So that's what my issue was, because it could have been a lot different. They better be glad my ass wasn't up there hosting the Oscars, because I would have sent Will Smith back to Bel Air. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'd have been throwing hands out there. But I really have the utmost respect for Chris Rock for just keeping his composure. I love that he kept the show going. Like, but again, I would have let it slide. You know what I'm saying? And, like, caught his ass maybe after the after party or something. Cause that was mad disrespectful. And you know, in my opinion is, Will Smith did that because he knew Chris Rock wasn't gonna do nothing. Like, a lot of dudes do that. They don't test the guys that is about that life. They test the ones that don't really do shit. So that's what, like, yo, don't fuck with Chris like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the Will Smith, and I'm just feeling some type of way because I'm a fellow comedian, and Chris Rock, he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? And I just didn't like that at all, yo. Like, it could have been dealt with entirely, like, different. So, fuck all that, you know what I'm saying? I would've got the squad on Will Smith and shit. Like, I would've went for the whole family, son. Well, because that's uncalled for, you know what I'm saying? And now it said that Will Smith resign from the Academy, which he should be. They should take his Oscar away, to be honest with you. Like, in my opinion, yeah, I mean, fuck that. Like, you ruined the whole event, my guy. People that was getting awards, it wasn't even, like, important, if you think about it, because everyone kept talking about, oh, Will Smith, Chris Rock. Nobody was thinking about them other people. Like, I wasn't, I was like, my mind was stuck on, like, yo, what's going on here? Like, yo, Will, bro, you might as well just downgrade to television dramas or some shit, or just disappear for a minute and come back in 5-6 years, bro. Or at least have, like, a nice one-on-one conversation with Chris Rock to, like, you know what I'm saying, to apologize. Because that little shit you did, I don't even feel the apology, because he did the written apology on Instagram. Like, nigga, make a video sincerely, bro, to me, that you apologize for slapping me in front of millions of people, in front of my family. Like, get the, I went, yo, I hope Chris Rock didn't even accept that apology. Like, yo, talk, come to me as a man and sit down with me and apologize. Or we can just do celebrity boxing, yo. You can just box it up. So yeah, so it was just wild, son. At first, I ain't gonna hold you, I thought it was funny, because I was like, oh, that shit, that's funny as fuck. But as time went by, and, you know, the cameras was zooming on Chris and stuff, I really started to feel bad, because I'm just like, yo, no comedian wants that to happen, you know what I'm saying? No comedian at all. And like they said, when Chris Rock finally came out and did his stand-up, I forgot where he went to do his stand-up, but he got a standing ovation, and his ticket sales are like high right now. They was low, but yo, after that slap, it just skyrocketed, and he deserves all the credit, because a lot of us would not act like Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? We would have just threw hands with Will Smith. Like that Shannon said, you gonna either have to whoop me, or I'm gonna have to whoop you. But it's gonna be on site every time I see Will Smith. It would have been on site. I would have smacked him up, cause yo, he was wild and hella disrespectful. And you know, and if you think about it, Will Smith has a bad habit of slapping people and stuff. So you know it's crazy out here in these slap streets. Slappity slap slap, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I would have kicked that nigga off the stage or something, yo, because he was wilding. And then they politely asked Will Smith to leave, and the nigga ain't want to leave. Yo, I don't know, man. I would have pressed charges. I'm sorry. I would have sued. Yo, as soon as Will Smith slapped me, I would have just fell on the floor, hit my head, have a concussion, go to the hospital, and sue that man for all he got. Shoot. Alright, if Jada had hair, I would have sued her too, to a point where she went bald headed or some shit. Cause I was not playing, bro. Like, that's what you want your kids to, like, see? You acting a fool? Like, it's because you a celebrity and you making millions, and you think you can just go up there and slap somebody? But if it was August Alsina, you know your ass would have got boxed up. He ain't do August Alsina like that. Even though, I mean, Jada was doing a whole lot more, you know, shame with that little man, you know what I'm saying? But Will Smith wasn't fighting him and shit, you know, just cause Chris Rock had like her name in his mouth. I mean, yo, you think about it, August had a lot more in his mouth when he was with in Jada. He was eating the box, he was breaking the back in, you know what I'm saying? Jada got a bald head, so you know when he was hitting it from the back, he had to palm that thing, you know what I'm saying? So come on, man. Like, yo, she probably gave that man some top. Yo, this is keeping it real and black. I'm sorry. So if it's getting a little too steamy, you gotta just hop off this podcast. But nah, I'm just calling like I see it. So take your issues out with August, or whoever you got issues with, or go to therapy, bro. Like, you are not the shit, Will Smith. Alright. Your little show Fresh Prince of Bel Air was alright. It was hot. It was hot, I ain't gonna hold you. But yo, like, that don't just give you an excuse, bro. Like, don't be acting a fool anywhere, yo. So, bro, I'm sorry, man, but your wife ain't all that, dog. Like, you should have stayed with your ex-wife, even though she wanted a divorce. You should have just went above and beyond. But you probably had that little dick energy and couldn't, like, put out for your wife. So yeah, I'm talking shit. What happened? So if I get, imagine if I get famous and Will Smith for this, you think I'll give a fuck? I tell him to his face and I slap him. Mind you, I'm short. I'm like the height, like the my I got the same height as Kevin Hart. So fuck it, I don't care. Yo. I'm fighting. He gonna have to whoop me, or I'm gonna have to whoop him. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. But that's my thoughts and stuff. You know, I wanted to talk about it as a fellow comedian. Like I'm backing Chris Rock all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, fuck how other people feel. Fuck how Will Smith felt. Fuck how Jada felt. Because she been blasting their business out since the Red Table Talk. So, like, yo, I ain't got no sympathy for, like, the Smith family at all, nigga. I'm rocking with Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying? We don't hate Chris, we love Chris. Everybody loves Chris. Yeah, I fucked that up, you know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's all I gotta say. Hopefully I can come up with more episodes and not have like a writer's block or some shit. Or just come off the top of the dome like I usually do. But I just wanted to speak about that, you know. And you know, I got more to come. So Joe's with the most XP and keeping it real and black.